Thank you, thank you. I want to warn you guys now, this speech is going to contain an abundance of cliches, but rest assured, hopefully you'll walk away inspired and ready to instigate the change that we'll talk about briefly. So, distinguished guests, faculty, returning parents, and most importantly, the new freshman class of 2015, welcome to DePaul University and welcome to your new home. I would like to begin by congratulating you on your hard work in high school that has culminated in your acceptance into this prestigious institution. Your acceptance proves that you are determined students with great potential and potential to be successful tomorrow as well. By attending a liberal arts college, you have decided to challenge yourself in ways that other universities would not be able to. As you know, the liberal arts serve as a vessel that will better prepare you to enter the job market. Employers today seek individuals with strong skills in a wide array of areas. Here, you will learn such skills and your greatness will be personified. You would not be sitting here if you weren't great. With that being said, you now have the opportunity to take your greatness and to harness it. Explore different subjects and challenge yourself intellectually and socially. Get involved with one of the many student-led organizations on campus. Go on an intriguing winter term trip. Take a course that seems challenging and prove yourself wrong by working hard and attaining success. In your classes, you will be immersed in knowledge and exposed to new ideas. Please do not take off your thinking caps when you leave the classroom. I promise they will not fall off. Often the knowledge is acquired in the strangest places, so you never know where you might learn. And conversations are important, and as many have noted, they teach a different type of lesson than those taught in the classrooms. So engage in those conversations. You have to forgive me. I was so focused on addressing you, the new awesome freshman class of 2015, that I neglected to introduce myself. My name is Charles Pierre, and I'm studying French and sociology with hopes of attending law school next year, and I was recently elected your student body president. I come to you from a unique background, and that background has made an equally indelible mark on my life as DePaul University has. I was born in Brandon, Mississippi, and moved to the island nation of Haiti when I was 10 years old. After that, I moved to New York City with my older sister, where she was in college and I was continuing my studies in high school. So when I decided to come to DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana, I was sure that DePaul would just be a pit stop for me and that I would move on to a bigger city afterwards. But it was here that I learned my most valuable lessons: patience, time management, and how great Marvin's taste late at night. Tastes amazing. But seriously, college will be the best and worst times of your lives thus far. It will be marked by pain and jubilation. Never before have you had so much independence, all the while balancing that independence with a great deal of responsibility. Charles Dickens said it best. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And though he did not speak on American higher education, his quote is emblematic of what your college experience will be like. Do not give in. Do not give in to the best of times and stay up late, neglecting your studies. Do not give in to the worst of times and sink into a hole, secluding yourself from your classmates who are there to help you. You are not alone, and someone is sharing your experience, good or bad. Remember one of the reasons why you came to DePaul, apart from its stellar academics. You came here to a close-knit community that cares. Yes, it's corny, but it's the truth. You will be hard-pressed to find another institution populated with such a diverse student body, yet with such a communal philosophy and way of life. DePaul University today is a microcosm of our nation. DePaul, like our country, is comprised of students coming from all sorts of backgrounds and countries. Our university does what every prestigious school should do, which is to challenge us both inside and outside of the classroom. Again, you are not alone. Life will bring about enough outside challenges, and you can count on me and the other members of student government to voice your concerns and needs. We serve as a bridge to the administration, but in order to be successful, we need your input. Do not be shy. We were each chosen to be here not by coincidence or luck. Each of you sitting before me today has made a great impression on our admissions staff. You have been handpicked to continue our university's great academic tradition. Our rich 175-year history is indicative of our pioneering nature. At DePaul, you'll be part of a community that is as progressive as any other in our great country. Progressive and innovative in thought, our students are doers, thinkers, and mindful of our ever-changing world. We are students that lead, create, and answer unsolvable problems. That is who we are. Welcome to the forgers of the future. I want to close by stating that dreams do come true. I know that you do not need any more motivation to excel, but I feel obliged to tell you that what you've already been told. You control your success. You control your destiny. At DePaul, you will find many opportunities, and like the real world, Those who capitalize on those opportunities will stand atop the mount of success. At DePaul, you will find the doors endless, so open them.